Welcome to the Good Mom Podcast. I'm Brooke.
And I'm Jenna. We are here to talk about all the shit that goes on in your head about parenthood that you are too afraid to talk about because it makes you feel like a bad parent.
We all feel this way and we all have those thoughts. You're not a bad parent. We are all in this together on this crazy ass parenthood ride. So buckle up, bitches. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Good Mom. So this week we are going to be talking about playtime versus work time. So it's going to be different for every mom. So like for Jenna and I, we're stay-at-home moms. So our work time isn't like genuine work. But right now with fucking COVID, you guys are actually having to stay home right now and like trying to work. I don't know how the fuck you're doing it. So that's what we're going to talk about today.
Well, I'm not really supposed to be a stay-at-home mom, but that's kind of how it's working out because of COVID. But before we get into that, so Brooke, did you make any friends last week?
I did.
Did you?
No, fuck, I didn't make a friend. No, that's funny. No, I didn't make a friend. So I did see this thing on Facebook, though, the other day, you guys, and it pissed me off. So there was like a, I don't know what they're called. They're not fucking memes, but it's like, it was like inspirational things where people always use those stupid, like whiteboard things where they like put the fucking letters on it. Anyway, pisses me off. So it's two mom friends and it's like the best way to make a mom friend is to just walk up to another mom and say, hey, I see you also made a cute human. Let's be friends.
What?
Bitch.
I'm not walking up to anybody and saying that.
And it was like two girls with like top knots and like Starbucks cups and ultra flare jeans. And I was like, I'm about to fucking vomit on my keyboard.
Were the kids even in it? Because realistically, that sounds like their nannies
were
watching them. Yes,
they were. They were like, they're like young kids. Oh my God. But yeah, it pissed me off. I was like, you know what? If it was that easy, I would have a lot of fucking friends. Okay, but I don't.
Well.
But yeah, so that's how my friend making went. I didn't even try. I'm not even trying. So I guess I can't bitch.
Yeah, the first step is to, you know, make an effort, but.
But I don't want to.
You'll get there eventually.
Fear of rejection, Jenna. It's real.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that on our own time. So I didn't tell you about this, but earlier this week, Cassidy had to go in for an ultrasound and.
Oh, yeah.
An x-ray. Well, I don't have the results of that, but I'm sure everything's fine. It was no big deal. But what was really funny is that we walked into the x-ray room and because of COVID, everybody's wearing masks. And so the x-ray tech looked at me and all I heard her say was, any chance of pregnancy? And my first gut response is in her looking at my daughter. And I don't know.
Jenna.
I don't know what even came over me. Like.
Oh no, this poor woman.
Yeah, she just kind of looks at me. She's like, I'm sorry. It's probably hard to hear me. I said, mom, any chance of pregnancy? I was like, oh no, absolutely not.
Ain't no ween in here. I ain't got no ween. Yeah. So. Maybe. That poor woman. I don't even know what I would have said if I was her. I'd have just been like, okay, good. You were moving on.
Afterwards, I was like, I'm so sorry. That was such a stupid like question. She's like, no, it's really hard. She started laughing. She's like, it's really hard to hear with these masks on, so I get it.
You know that in her head, she's like, this fucking idiot. She went home and told her husband.
That's exactly how I felt. I'm like, why would a three-year-old be pregnant? Like,
what? Yeah, she went home and told everybody. You literally left that office and she was like, you guys, guess what this fucking idiot just said?
That's fine because I've told everybody
too. I know that because that's exactly how I would have been.
I would have too.
I would have waited.
The ultrasound tech was right there because we still had to go back and do another one. So I'm sure they had a good laugh as soon as we walked out of that room.
I'm sure. Okay, so let's get into the chunky business here.
Yeah.
So let's talk about... So you and I both are in very similar situations. So we'll kind of have to branch a little bit to make sure we include... kind of like the full scale. So like you said, you're not really a stay-at-home mom, but like you kind of are because of COVID right now.
Right.
I am actually a stay-at-home mom. We chose for me not to teach this time or this year because of COVID and with me being pregnant and stuff like that. It was like super risky. So I am like on purpose a stay-at-home mom. Yes, I am a masochist. No, I enjoy it like 20% of the time.
20%. Yeah, that's a good percentage.
So we both experience the same thing in our days with having a toddler and trying to figure out how the fuck are we supposed to do like normal stuff. Not just work, okay? Not just like work stuff, but like chores. I don't know, taking a shit and not having a toddler like clinging to you. Like literally just like normal things, right?
Yeah, it can be really tough because I just, you know, sometimes I'm like, I just want to go in the bathroom for 5 minutes and, you know, have my own time. And 30 seconds later, mommy, what are you doing? Can I help you? No, thank you. I don't need help wiping my ass.
Like it's sad because you feel guilty like later, which we'll get into the guilt about this shit later. But you feel guilty like later when you're thinking about it because you're like, oh, like she was just being nice and I was being an asshole. But at the same time, like, fuck, dude, like leave me alone.
Well, I mean, because she's used to it. Like I follow her into the bathroom. Why wouldn't she follow me?
Do you need help, Cassidy? Right. I guess it is like a mimic thing. But like I can't even begin to fathom the moms right now who have toddlers who aren't in daycare because they're afraid of COVID, which I don't fucking blame you. I don't want my kids to go to daycare right now either. Or out of just like budget, maybe they can't afford daycare, whatever. And they're having to like do genuine work, like a 9-to-5 at their house and have a toddler.
Yeah, it's
at home that they're trying to take care of.
It's hard doing what trying to like talk about podcast stuff, which is right? Not, you know, that's on us. We are our own bosses and
right,
in that
right.
sense. So we can do it whenever. But even so, I mean, we've had struggles there and both of the kids running in and out when we're just trying to have a meeting.
Yeah, seriously, you guys don't get this end of it, but we have to edit out the times that our children come into the room during the podcast. And we have to edit out the times where it's like 15 minutes of us being like, okay, go ahead and go back out and like watch your iPad. Okay, go ahead and go back out and do this. So like one of the things that we both agree on is TV time.
Yeah, but there's so much guilt involved because
TVs are the best babysitter.
They are. They work well, but I'd like to think that it works so well because I don't let her play on the iPad all the time. So it's like a treat. So when we want to be able to record.
So you like limit it? Oh.
Get your notebook out, Brooke.
Let me make a note of that.
As far as the iPad goes, yes, I do limit that. I don't let her sit on that all day. We do pretty much have the TV probably on in the background most of the day. Even like when we go and play, like even if we go in her room, mm-hmm, like the TV's still mm-hmm. on in the living room. As background noise or as like, if I hear a show come on and I'm like, okay, I'm done. Oh, look, so-and-so just came on. Like, you know, yeah, whatever it is. Right. So there is a little bit of that. But I do feel guilty because at the end of the day, I'm like, damn, my TV was on all day.
Yeah, I worry about that. And you always hear about like, oh, like kids don't need that much screen time, which is fucking annoying because like, what else am I supposed to do, Karen? Like, am I supposed to – fuck you. Am I supposed to – raise my child?
Am I supposed to entertain them 24/7?
Okay, but like genuinely, I have tried to create a day of activities for me and my daughter that doesn't involve television. So I've got like paints. I've done it just like recently. So I got like painting and like we'll do crayons and we'll play with like our trucks and we'll play house and we'll play pretend. We've got Play-Doh. We'll go for a walk. We've got like a little playground like right down the road. So like we'll go do that. Like a full day of activity. And it still will get done with all of it because of her short attention span. And it's like fucking 2:30 p.m.
So now what?
Like, right. Turn the fucking TV off. Like there's just not enough to do in the day.
Does Lilia still take naps?
So yeah, no, some days yes, some days no. So she's kind of resistant. She took one today, so that was nice. But she's kind of resistant towards them sometimes. If she lays there for longer than an hour and doesn't go to sleep, I just make her get up, put her in front of the TV.
I think that's been a hard part too, like, because with my daughter, she was taking naps up until because she was in daycare, and daycare closed down because of COVID.
Right.
And she stopped taking naps once she was home with me all the time, mostly because of our sleep schedule being screwed up. But that's for another episode. Yeah. But now that she doesn't take naps, you know, that was like a 2-hour window during the day where I'm like, oh, she'll have a break from the TV or whatever.
And you have a break from her.
Yeah. And that's stopped.
Yeah. Right. And so, like, what the fuck do you do? So that's, like, been a really tough thing with me. And, like I feel guilty about it, but at the same time, like I said, like I have tried. Like, there's genuinely, like, it's not like you said, like, it'll sometimes be in the background, and, like, I do try to make time to play with her and stuff like that. But, like, I have other shit to do too that I can't get done during the day. So, like, she sleeps, and, like, her room is, like, right off of, like, our main, like, living space. And we have, like, an open concept. So, like, our kitchen, dining room, living room is, like, all, like, one, like, kind of area. It's, like, one great room type thing. So I can't, like, do the dishes, like, all that shit, like, after she goes to bed. So, like, I have to do it when she's awake. So I have to put her in front of the TV to get that stuff done. But then I feel guilty because I had to do it, because then I missed out on playing with her. And I lay awake in bed at night, and my morbid fucking anxiety is like, if she died tomorrow, you didn't play with her. I'm like, thanks, brain.
Yeah, because what are you can't take it back. But at the same time, what becomes more important at the end of the day? Spending right. time with your child or washing the fucking dishes?
Right, but then at the same time, like, mentally, I don't want to play with her. I know that sounds really fucked up, okay, but hear me out. I don't want to. Maybe it's just sad to say this out loud, but, like, I don't know how to, like, play anymore. And I try, like, don't get me wrong, like, I do play with her, but it's hard for me to, like, remember how to, like, play pretend and, like, be a kid. So, like, I feel stupid, and, like, I feel like she gets bored with me because, like, I'm not being fun enough for her.
Or she keeps asking you, like, Cassidy always wants me to make up songs. And I'm like, I don't have one.
I don't want to be here anymore.
And scene.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely, like a carousel. Like, and I... Like, you feel guilty for not doing it, and then you do it, but you don't want to do it. And then when you're doing it, she gets bored because you're not doing it good enough for her. And it really comes down to, like, needing other kids around and, like, back to the daycare and all that stuff. But that's not realistic for everybody. It's, like, in our family, especially with being on a single income, there's no fucking way in hell I can afford our rent payment. I say I, like, I'm fucking working. We can afford our rent payment.
Wes can afford your
rent. Right. And a $1,200 a month childcare. Like, that's just, like, not possible. Childcare is fucking outrageous, and it's unrealistic to expect parents to be able to afford that. So, like, parents are put in the position where, this sounds so fucked up, where they are forced to spend so much time with their kids that they end up in the positions that you and I are in, where we're just, like, mentally drained, we're depressed, we have, like, crazy anxiety, like,
Well, that's what's been hard with COVID. I mean, I could have, you know, all the grocery stores, all these other places were hiring, but because I'm a single parent, and at the time, daycares were closed, they've since opened, but I would right. have to make a certain amount of money for it to even be worth it, because if I'm not making enough to cover daycare, then why am I working?
Right, if you're making $10 an hour, it's not going to cover the bills, and it's not going to cover childcare. Childcare is like 90% of your fucking income right there.
Yeah, and
goes towards childcare.
So that she's been home with me now for six months, and
It's going to be weird when they go back, right?
Yeah, I'm nervous in a sense. Like, we have to redo it all over again. I don't know how she's going to handle it. I don't know how I'm going to handle it because there might be separation anxiety again. We were already struggling with that before, but...
We didn't really have it that bad, the separation anxiety. It might, though, now.
You were her.
Being, like, older. Oh, no, I have it bad. I have it really bad. I'm one of those parents who's like, get me the fuck away from my child, but like, I can't get away from her. I saw this thing, I think it was on Instagram the other day. It made me laugh. And it was like, it was a mom who was like driving, and it was like, whenever the dad takes the kid and you finally get a moment alone, and she's like, ha, 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 I like this a little. I don't like it. I was like, yes, that's so true. Like, you finally get away and you kind of feel like you're enjoying yourself, but then you're like, fuck, I gotta go home.
Well, and we've
that's crazy.
We've talked about it too, like, you don't know what to do without them too.
Yeah,
because they're there so much.
Barnes and Noble is like started to become my go-to.
You just go hang out.
Fucking judge me,
I'm Jenna. Not judging you by any stretch of the imagination.
You just go, maybe I'll make a friend. Maybe we'll make eyes across the patio where I sit outside and drink my coffee, and I'll be like, hey girl, and she'll be like, hey girl, and then I'll be like, I see you have a cute kid, we should be friends. Or whatever the fuck that meme poster picture said on Facebook.
You won't know if she has a kid, stupid. Because her kid will be in daycare. She'll be enjoying her time out on the patio of Barnes & Noble by herself. So you have to
work. Probably. The Barnes & Noble here is like in the rich people part of town. So I go over there acting like I know somebody. But girl, we both know that I'm fucking poor as hell. And that Barnes & Noble, I'm like, I can't afford this book. It's fucking $18. And I go over and I get my like $5 coffee. You know they have Starbucks in Barnes & Noble now? It's not, what's it? Was it Barney's that used to be in there?
I don't remember.
It's Starbucks now. It's Starbucks. They also sell massive pieces of rainbow cake. Let me go ahead and just do a little bit of some publicity for Barnes & Noble Coffee Shop.
Not sponsored.
Yeah, right. They are fucking dope. They have Starbucks coffee now in their little shops, and they sell like full-on pastry and desserts. So it's like, man, what goes better together? Coffee, desserts, and books. Boner.
I don't like Starbucks, so that does nothing for me.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's true. You don't like it. I used to not like it because their coffee's kind of, like, greasy.
We have Dutch Bros out here, and that's my go-to.
Is that kind of like an Einstein Bros?
No, because there's no bagels.
No, they don't do bagel?
No, I love their too. They don't do any... Well, I've heard that they do like pastries like and stuff like that, but I've never seen it. It's just coffee.
It's just a coffee shop?
Just drinks.
Ew. Okay, that's how you get diarrhea.
No, it's not.
You have to... Bitch, you have to have something to soak up all that caffeine or else you're going to shit in your pants.
Bring your own.
BYOB. Bring your own bagel.
I thought you were going to say biscuit.
Bring your own biscuit. That too. Hey, I would never say no to a breakfast biscuit, okay? So we got way off point. How did we get here?
Thank you if you're still listening.
Oh, so television. Okay, so we were talking about television. So do you feel like your kid's going to be stupid because you put them in front of the TV so much?
Honestly, sometimes I think she might be smarter. She remembers stuff off of there.
Okay, fuck. 110%. That's literally the point I was trying to make. Yes, you hit it right on the nail. She will literally say things to me. I'm like, how do you know that? She like blows my mind sometimes at like how smart she is. And I swear it's not because I work with her. It's because I put her in front of the TV, right?
Yeah, she knows like... All of a sudden, she's making, well, maybe this is just her age group, but lately she's been, like, making up pretend names and stuff, but I'm noticing that their names are, like, following characters that she's seeing on some of her shows, and I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, her stuffed animals and stuff, they all have names now, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
They're not just pig and dog, they're named.
Yeah, that's really cute. Actually, I can't wait for my daughter to start naming stuff. Yeah, I definitely feel like she is smarter. But the thing that I do notice with the television and like iPad and phone and all that stuff is her attention span. And I feel like that is because of the TV and the iPad and stuff like that, where she has right now current entertainment and like she's not used to being without it. So whenever I go to like put her in the car and we have to just like drive to the grocery store, like a 10-minute fucking trip down the road, she needs something to do. She can't just like sit in the car.
Really?
Like she needs something to do. Yeah. Even like in the grocery store, she wants to, but granted, she's a toddler. She wants to get down and walk. She wants to do this. She wants to do that. Like she doesn't have something to do. She's like, she's asking to do stuff.
What does she ask to do? Does she ask for the phone and iPad and stuff?
Sometimes, yeah. In the car, she like asks to watch a show. She gets like really grumpy in the car because she's like terrified of bugs. Terrified of bugs. So like any piece of like tiny fuzz or anything that she sees, she'll start freaking out thinking that it's a bug. So it's just like, if she doesn't have something to focus on, she focuses on like all the wrong things.
We went through that phase a little bit where like pieces of fuzz, she freaked out. I'm like, it's just fuzz. So now she'll walk up to it and be like, is that fuzz or is it a bug?
And really, it's a fucking tarantula.
God, I hope not, because I'll be crying.
Scarred for life. Do they have tarantulas in Las Vegas?
Not that I've found.
I saw a tarantula once in the wild. For reals.
Where?
I have pictures of it in Belize.
Oh.
Whenever I did my study abroad in Belize, we were at these ruins called Zunan Tunech. And they were like these holes in the ground. And our tour guide was like, he's a native, so he just like doesn't give a fuck. He literally was like trying to show us. He's like, yeah, look, you can. He's like, there's spiders in these holes. And I was like, oh, like, you know, spiders, not a big deal. So he like takes this long piece of grass and like sticks it in there like to go fishing for this fucking spider. And he pulls it up. He's like, ha ha ha, pulls it up. And it's a fucking tarantula. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, there's tarantulas in Belize? He's like, yeah, ha ha ha.
And they just
like
fish.
They just, it's like fun. Yeah, every time we would like walk by one, there were several like tour guides that we had that were like around. They were like always like, they were just like poking them. They would just like come out. They would crawl out. People were like laughing at them. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's not funny.
No. No, it's not at all. It's a tarantula, a real one, like a real one in the wild. Like if it came after me, there's not a cage or like a barrier between us. I could run and it could chase me.
Yeah.
Forever till the ends of the earth.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Do you understand that fear?
Yes, I couldn't. Yes, I do. And I couldn't.
If you step on a spider that big, does it die? Or do you just wear it like roller skates? I don't feel like it would squish. You would just have fucking tarantulas just hanging out underneath your feet. That's terrifying. I don't even know how we got to talking about this.
Again.
We were talking about bug fears. Yeah. Okay. So the like her attention span, I definitely feel like has gotten worse. But again, it might also just be me like overthinking it because, I mean, she's fucking 2.5 years old. Of course, she's not going to have a big attention span.
It's part of that guilt because you feel bad, so you're trying to figure out what's wrong with her and what's changing.
I guess. I also do that thing where I'm like, yeah, there's nothing wrong with her. Although there probably genuinely is.
In time.
I'm one of those moms, yeah, who's like, nah, she's fine. They're like, no, ma'am, she's really not. I'm like, nah, it's good. Just put some dirt on it.
And in time, we'll find out the truth.
We'll get back to you guys when she turns 13 and tell you how fucked up she ends up being.
So what choice do you make? Do you choose work over play? Do you choose play over work personally?
It depends on the day.
Yeah.
Genuinely. Like my mental days is what affects it. So like today I had a really good day mentally. I woke up and I completed my full schedule. You're making a grimace like you're disgusted at the fact that I had a positive
I'm
day.
I'm watching
you're like,
you.
Ah, bitch.
No,
this
I had
bitch
a good
had
day
a
too.
Good day. So I woke up and like I followed the schedule that like I have for Lilia, like, and everything went great. We had a really good day and playtime was fine. We went out and we went to a pumpkin patch and we like cooked and everything was like normal. But then there are other days where I wake up at like 11. I slept way too long, so I don't feel good already. I don't have time to even like make a cup of coffee during the day, so I've got a fucking headache because I didn't have coffee. I've got like stuff that's like looming on my mind. And this is kind of what happens though, is that I'll stick to something like working on our website for this podcast. Okay. And I'll be like, okay, so I got to work on this today. And it's not crucial. It doesn't have a deadline. I literally don't have to do it. So whenever she comes up to ask me to play, I'm getting irritated or frustrated with her because I'm treating it like it needs to be done right this minute when I could easily just be like, sure, close my laptop and go fucking play with her.
Yeah.
But I don't, because like in my mental headspace, like I'm just like not fucking present. I'm not there for that. And then I feel like shit because I'm like, no, like let just like let mom work. Like, let me do what I need to do. And then I go to bed that night and I'm like, you're a fucking piece of shit.
Well, it's because
you're a shitty mom.
I think a lot of that has to do with where your mind's at. Like, you know, not that you have to prepare yourself to play with her, but I feel like when I'm sitting here trying to get something done and she comes in, I'm like, wait, well, just let me finish this and I'll be right there. You know, I try to do that, like accomplish the task at the very least. But the other part of it is not everything can be put off when they're sleeping.
Yeah, I guess. I think another thing, like what you just said, like preparing yourself mentally for playtime, that also does have, like you really do have to do that sometimes to a degree if you're experiencing like depression, anxiety, or anything like that. So I am 110% unmedicated right now. So I am like unchecked, unruly. So like some days are good, some days are bad. And so this is really sad. I can't believe I'm about to fucking say this out loud. There will be times where I don't mentally prepare myself to play. And we could be reading a book. And like there was this one time specifically that I remember we were reading a book and it had something to do about loneliness. And it was literally making me like sob hysterically. My daughter was like, what's wrong? I'm like, nothing. I'm fine. And I was like crying over her book. Because like I was so fucking lonely.
Oh.
So like it's shit like that where like sometimes you really do have to like mentally prepare yourself. So you're not just like staring off into space while your daughter's trying to like play pretend.
Oh, you're not supposed to do that?
Or crying at her books that are designed for fucking 2-year-olds. Oh, kill me.
It's just hard because, you know, when she goes, especially being a single mom, when she goes to bed, that's my me time. I don't want to do all that other shit. I don't want to wash the dishes. I don't want to have to do laundry. I don't want to clean up everything.
No, I don't. I would never do that.
I want to go lay in bed.
Right.
And enjoy myself.
Absolutely. And like watch Netflix, maybe masturbate. Or have sex with your husband.
I don't have one of those.
Or have sex with yourself. I already said that. Checkpoint twice. Checkpoint twice. So I feel like it's definitely just like a day-to-day thing. But I also, she's not at a point where she will play by herself. So your daughter's a little older. So you can be like, hey, like I need to get this done. You know, just play a little bit longer and then we'll play together. My daughter like can't play alone. Like she has like her cars and stuff, and like I used, y'all check this out, I took a piece of cardboard from like an Amazon box that we got in the mail and I cut that bitch out, laid it flat, and then I used Sharpie and drew like a racetrack on it for her to like play with her cars on it because I cheap as hell. So like she'll like take her fire trucks and play with that alone. But that's like it. Everything else, she likes to play pretend and stuff like that. And she like wants somebody to do it with her.
Yeah, mine's getting there. I mean, I still question sometimes, like, when do they become more self-sufficient? I was going to say self-efficient, but that doesn't work. Self-sufficient. And, you know, don't want, I mean, everybody wants, you know, somebody to play with. That's how adults, you know.
Girl, yes. Same.
So, but at what point do they like really start playing on their own? And I think I'm starting to see it more now. You know, she's 3 years and 3 months. Yeah.
I don't know how old my daughter is like that. So already you're better than me.
I think it's 3 months. We'll pretend. She still thinks she's 2.
Oh.
But, I am noticing more now, like, if I'm in the living room, she'll be like, I'll be right back, Mom. And she'll go grab some toys and then bring them out into the living room and start playing with them. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then she'll want me to. She'll, you know, grab one of her little buckets that has her little figures in it, and she'll play with them for a little bit, and then grab a ball, and then wants to throw the ball around. So I can see it one starting day, to happen. But
our girls are going to be teenagers, and they're going to be in the room. They're never going to fucking talk to us. We're going to be like, why don't you want to hang out with me? And we're going to reflect on this moment and be like, oh, fuck.
We're going to be like, go listen to episode 12 of your podcast, Mom. I heard all that shit you said, and now I definitely don't want to be around you.
Oh my god, what if our children are fucking embarrassed that we have this podcast? What's gonna be like our pornos? They're gonna be like, Mom, I can't believe that this is on the internet for all my friends to listen to. Oh my gosh,
you never thought about that
fuck
before?
Fuck them. Who gives a shit?
So I really want to know, like, how many parents out there like go through the same thing, whether you're working or not, because like we said, if you're working a 9 yeah. to 5 at home, like how hard it is to, how hard or is even, it?
Even if you're just fucking normal and you still go to work and you come home and you're fucking exhausted because you had a normal day and your kid's excited to see you and they're like immediately like, oh my gosh, you're home, hugging, loving you, let's go play. And you just want to be like, fuck no, I just want to sit down. Like you're so tired and like you just want to be able to relax. I feel like that's also a thing. Because, like, with my husband, he goes to work all day and he comes home and that's my daughter. She immediately is like, play, 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 play. Like, he doesn't even get his shoes off yet. And she's, like, so excited to see him. Granted, he plays with her. But I know for a fact he just walked up 3 flights of stairs and worked a full day. So he's exhausted.
Yeah.
Like, same. Like, it also applies to people who are working and, like, normal.
The job that I had before COVID was a graveyard shift, and so I had a really odd schedule. Oh, yeah. That was really, it was more like a grave swing because I worked from 2 to 10 a.m. So I'd go to work, come home, pick her up, take her to daycare, sleep, pick her up from daycare, we'd have dinner, play a little bit, and then it'd be time for her to go to bed. So she'd go to bed and then I'd go to sleep. So I always had the guilt of like never seeing her. Now right. I have the guilt of never seeing me.
Right.
So I need that equal balance where I play with her only 3 times a week and go to work 5.
And it comes into that stupid fucking thing that everybody hears is self-care. So self-care is great. Don't get me wrong, but it's unrealistic for mothers. Like, it's nice to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to do all this stuff for myself today. But you're going to feel guilty about it. You're going to feel guilty for spending the money if you go to spend money on yourself. You're going to feel guilty for spending the time on yourself without your child. Like, if you drop your kid off, you're going to feel guilty because you dropped your kid off to have time by yourself. Like, it's not going to be self-care because mentally you're still going to be fucking beating yourself up.
Yeah, there's, it feels like there is never an equal balance.
Yes, right?
Maybe there is.
Like, how do mom...
Yeah.
How do mom stuff?
Maybe we'll find that balance someday, but it sure isn't today.
I'm going to ask my mom and be like, did you ever fucking like be normal? Were you ever normal at one point? I've actually like never talked to my mom about stuff like this. Like, I don't know what she felt as a mom.
Me either.
Like, I don't know. I don't feel like it's a conversation. I swear to God, if you say it, I'm going to punch you in the fucking mouth. Through this camera. I'm going to punch you in the twat. But, like, I don't feel like... I don't know. It's not something, like, you talk about. That's the problem. Like, it's not something you talk about.
What you are or are not doing with your children?
Yeah. Not only that, but, like, the way you feel. Like, saying something... Because I can almost bet you fucking money there's not going to be a single person who listens to this and is going to be like, I love to play with my child. No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't want to go in there and like sit down and play fire truck because one, it's not fun for you. And two, you don't know what the fuck you're doing. And three, you're fucking exhausted. It might be nice to spend time with your child, but you don't like to play with them.
Oh, so you're talking about, like, toy specific.
Or pretend. Or anything. Like, even the park is fucking boring. I don't want to sit there and, like, have her go on playing at the park. First of all, it's a fucking anxiety attack waiting to happen because I'm terrified she's just going to, like, jump off the side of it thinking I'm going to catch her, and I'm not. I'm, like, constantly thinking she's going to die at the playground or get kidnapped. But even, like, going for walks, like, she's excited and having fun, and I'm bored. But it comes down to, like, having to remember that all this stuff is new to her and it's exciting, and, like, I'm like, showing her the world. So that's nice, but, like, it's not fun. Like, don't fucking lie. Like, people don't say that. People don't say, I don't like to play with my kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, talk about the reasons why. Do you like to play with Cassidy? Is that fun?
No. Well, I won't say no. It really depends on what we're doing. I enjoy sitting there and reading her books.
Bitch, I ain't playing.
Okay, fair.
Let's read the book.
I like playing with her kinetic sand.
I like to paint.
I like doing the painting with her, yeah.
Painting is fun, but it's a fucking mess. And then you have to, like, clean up everything.
Yeah, I have to mentally prepare myself for doing those kinds of, like, playing.
Even with kinetic sand, the fucking sand is, like, all over my rug. Granted, I don't get mad about messes because, like, she's a kid, like, whatever. I got in trouble a lot for messes as a kid, which is fucking stupid. Like, you're a kid, it's okay to make a mess. It's a good thing to make a mess, whatever. But it's still, like, you still have to clean it up, and that sucks. Kinetic sand, like, in the carpet. Have you dealt with that?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, that shit sucks.
Yeah.
I got a robot vacuum.
I have one too.
And I feel like it's good, but it's still, like, I feel like it doesn't get all the sand up.
Maybe you need
a kinetic sand. It gets up in them grooves.
Maybe you need a better model.
It's a Roomba. It's like a real one.
Mine too.
No, it's not. It's a Shark. It's not a Roomba. Like, we got the Shark one. We got, like, the fancy one. We spent the more money on it. I usually run it on medium. We usually run it on medium and, like, not on high because we want to make sure it gets the whole area of the house. Because if we run it on high, it doesn't always do, like, the whole house because there's too much space.
It'll die. It.
Yeah.
So what do you do when your pregnancy exhaustion hits? Like, do you guys ever just go lay down together?
Cry. Just cry.
Besides that.
Sometimes. So, okay, so I talk a lot of shit. Genuinely, 155,000 fucking percent. My daughter is a dream, you guys. So I'm terrified to have this baby because I feel like I'm just going to get slapped in the fucking face with some terrible toddler when my second daughter's born. But my first daughter, Lilia, is a dream. And so, like, if I'm tired or even, like, if I'm, like, overwhelmed and stuff and I'm like, let mommy work, she's like, okay. And she's fine. And that makes me even fucking more guilty. But whatever. Like, she's so understanding.
Mine's the same way. She honestly, yes. Everybody tells me how good she is, how lucky I am. And I believe it. But there's still times where I'm like, I'm changing my name. My name is no longer Mom. I don't have a title, so you can no longer address me at all. Thank you. Have a great day.
Yup. Yeah. So there, like, if I am tired, I will tell her. Mommy's tired because she's pregnant with baby Ruby. Let's just, like, lay down in mama's bed and, like, watch TV or something. She's like, okay, let's go to mama's bed. And she'll, like, come trotting in here. She'll want to play on the Switch or play on her iPad or watch just a show and snuggle. Like, she is fine to do those things.
Does she sit still?
It's very rare. Huh?
Does she sit still? Does she actually just lay there, like, calmly?
She has to be tired to just lay, or she's, like, always, like, moving her feet or, like, her hands, like, adjusting positions. She does not, like, sit still, but it doesn't bother me, whatever. Like, I know that she does that. That's, like, just, like, a thing that she does. Even, like, on the couch, she's always moving, but she has to be, like, tired to just, like, lay there and watch a show. And I'm talking, like, about to pass out.
Okay,
eyes
good.
Drooping.
I'm glad it's not just me, because mine will climb up in the chair with me. And she's like, Mommy, I want to lay with you. And so she climbs up. She gets her blankie. She's laying there. And then she turns. And then she turns again.
Always adjusting.
And
she
turns again. Turns again. I'm like, are you comfortable? Yeah. Turns again.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, no, she does the same thing. And Wes, he's always like, why do you always have to be moving? I'm like, I know. She has like this little motor that just like always runs.
My grandma always tells me, if we could just bottle up her energy and sell it, we'd be rich.
I fucking wish.
I know.
Maybe there's something there.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that. We don't want anybody to steal that idea. Not that
seriously.
Every parent out there has never thought that.
I have an image of, like, putting a toddler on a hamster wheel to, like, create energy.
So just, like, putting a kid on a hamster wheel there. I found an article, and I was reading it, and it says that 2 to 3-year-olds, so, you know, our age range, should be getting 30 minutes of adult-led physical activity and then an hour, as well as an hour of active physical free play.
Actually, you know what? Okay, so... You fucking told me this earlier, right? And I told you my feelings of it. And I didn't even, like, open the link and read this yet. First of all, I want to know, did a fucking parent write this?
I don't know.
Mary Gavin, M.D. Bitch, you heard. Let me open this woman's link and see if she is a mother. So it doesn't tell me, okay, if she's a mother or not. You tell me... How is it realistic, unless your kids are like school age and is like doing stuff with like school teachers and like daycares and shit like that? It's not realistic. I know it sounds like a short time, but that's a long fucking time. 30 minutes of adult-led physical activity and an hour of active free play. That's not sitting down and painting, you guys.
It's like
adult-led physical activity. What is that, fucking Zumba? Am I supposed to be doing Zumba with my toddler?
Yes.
And then an hour of active free play? Okay, do I just like have a fucking playground? Am I supposed to have a house with a yard? I live in a fucking apartment. I have a little, what is this thing? Not a veranda. What's it called? A porch.
A balcony?
I have a porch. We're from the South. It's a porch. Like, I have a fucking porch, okay? We go out there sometimes and we blow bubbles. That's not an hour of active free play. We go for a walk sometimes, but that might be 20 minutes. I'm not walking around for a fucking hour.
Well, and that's what...
actively play in the dirt.
I wonder if people who own houses and have yards feel differently about this, because I could totally see that. I could totally...
Just, like, turn them loose.
Yeah. Like, you know, having one of those plastic slides.
Don't eat the dog shit.
Cassidy picks that up for my aunt. But
child labor laws.
She does it all willingly on her own.
Ew.
But you know what I mean? Like, if you have a yard, it is much easier to, like, you know, take them out. Well, not here. Not right now. It's too hot. But take them outside and let them just play for an hour if they have, like, a little play set or swing set or something like that.
I guess. But that involves people who are financially... able to own a home.
I'm all
at
there,
our age.
I'm all there with you. I don't have a house. I live in a condo.
And
don't have no
if
yard.
You have a house. Are you able to afford a playset and like all that shit? Because like I can almost bet you money. Once I buy a house, it's gonna take all my fucking money to buy a house. Down payments and all that shit are stupid. I'm not gonna be able to afford a swing set and all that shit for a while. It's just gonna be a naked yard. So when my daughter wants to go outside and play, I'm going to have to go out there and, like, kick a ball and shit with her. I'm going to have to adult lead physical activity.
I'm going to have to be active.
Oh, and I'll have an infant.
Right, so you strap that one on you while you kick the ball around with the other.
I'm going to pass out is what I'm going to do. That's too much physical activity for me. I walk up my fucking stairs here and I'm about to just pass out.
You're pregnant. That's different.
I guess. Except, okay, you know what, but it was like that before too, so fuck, try carrying the groceries up 3 flights of stairs, man. Apartments suck.
No, I don't envy you. Mine's at least on the bottom floor, but yeah, we don't have a yard or anything to go outside and play.
Motherfucker, they charge more for the bottom floor. We live on the ocean. Like, I feel like maybe they charge more because of like hurricanes and like they have to like maybe price for like flood damage. I don't fucking know, but they pay, you pay more on the bottom floor.
I wouldn't want to pay more for possibility of flooding.
Right? Okay.
Just saying.
fucking weird, but whatever. But yeah. So maybe it's different for people with houses and yards and like money, but people who live in like little apartments, who don't have money to just like do whatever the fuck they want to do.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree. Like, she does. I feel like she has a much better day when we've gotten a chance to go outside and do stuff. Like, I will not disagree with that at all. When we go to the park or when we go to the water park, things like that. But to do that every day just seems hard.
It unrealistic.
Seems, yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe it's not. You set maybe yourself that's just up me. For
failure to, like, have that goal.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're like, we're going to go to the park every day.
No.
You're going to fail.
Yeah. Things will come up. You won't be able to. But at the same time, that's what I'm saying. Maybe it is just me. Maybe it is my depression and my mental health that's suffering so bad that I don't want to do that. But.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd feel like maybe. I don't know. I don't really feel like she's too much different. Like whenever we go outside and stuff like that. She definitely likes it. Like she likes to do it. But I don't feel like I notice a difference in her whenever we do activities outside and like active stuff versus like. Regular indoor stuff per se. I don't know.
I think she sleeps better for mine personally, but
fuck, I wish mine. Ooh. Great. She sleeps through the night always. There's sometimes she might wake up for like a minute and like be upset, but then like she goes right back to sleep. Like it's not like a full wake up type deal.
Yeah.
The only thing is that we're having trouble falling asleep. We're having trouble with the dark. And, like, being alone and stuff like that. Like, she just wants mom and dad. She wants to sleep in mom and dad's bed, even though she's literally only done that once in her life. And she didn't even sleep in our bed. She napped in our bed for, like, an hour. And then that was, like, the best thing ever. So now that's all she wants to do.
Yeah, I think mine's only done it twice when she was sick. But other than that, she's in her own bed, too. My room's my room. Get out.
For real. Like, I'm ready. I feel bad because, like, I know she's scared and stuff like that. But the longer her, like, night terror stuff. Well, it's not really, like, night terrors. But the longer, like, her, like, fits go, the longer it cuts into, like, my nighttime stuff. My me time. And so... I don't let it show, though, because I don't want her to see that, like, I'm impatient with her while she's scared. That's not fair.
But, oh, absolutely. Yeah, no.
But I do feel frustrated with her taking so long to fall asleep.
Mentally, in the back of your mind.
Yeah, like, I feel it in my head, but, like, I would never let her show it. I'll go in there, and I'm like, see, like, your closet's fine, and we'll look under the bed, and, like, we do the whole spiel. And then it's still not enough, and she's still like.
Have you seen those things of like making monster spray?
No, I don't think that she is old enough though to grasp that concept.
Oh,
because I don't think that she would understand. Because like I've told her before, like I've designated like protector teddy bears and shit like that. Like that concept like doesn't stick with her. Bitch, fuck
you. I love it. No, I love it.
Yeah, she like doesn't, I feel like, grasp that concept. She just like is at the age where she just wants mom and dad. So that's what she does. Oh, and it's so sad because then she like we leave her and we've got the baby monitor and she's like, mom, come back, please. She's like, please, mom. Oh, it makes me sick to my stomach. I hate it.
Mine says, I need you. I'm like, oh.
God.
Worst pulling three words.
Heartstrings.
Yeah, worst three words ever to hear when you just want to sit down by yourself.
Yeah, it makes me really sad. But yeah, I don't understand the article. Whoever wrote that, it has to be one of those things that doctors are like, this is the ideal thing that you should do. And like nobody fucking does it. You're also not supposed to smoke cigarettes. You're also not probably supposed to do too much anal. You're also probably not supposed to, you know, do meth, amphetamines, but people still do. Like,
true.
People don't drink all of their water that they're supposed to do. People don't always take their prenatals every day like they're supposed to.
Brooke.
I forgot. forget. Fuck. I actually need to take them today.
Yeah, I could see that being ideal, but I want the reality article. I want the article that says, I'm supposed to do this, but I barely give them 15 minutes of active physical play by themselves, not adult-led.
You know what? I bet you my daughter probably does get about 30 minutes of physical activity. I don't necessarily know about adult-led, but sometimes if I ask her to do something, she'll take off running because she doesn't want to do it. And there's other times where I'm like, hey, what do you have in your hand? And she'll take off running. I have to chase her down. Or if I'm like, hey, did you just touch your poop and you got poop on your hands? And she's like, yeah, I'm like, okay, we got to wash our hands. And then she takes off running because she doesn't want to wash poop off her hands. She gets a lot of running.
It's kind of adult-led because you prompted it by asking a question.
Right? Okay. Check that off. What was that doctor's name? I'm going to hit her up and be like, listen, lady.
You gonna call her Karen?
Call her Karen.
Yeah.
Was her name Karen? I think it was.
It was not.
For some reason, I want to say her name was Marvin.
No, but I think it did have an M in it.
Like a Gavin? Those are both men's names. I'm pretty sure it was a woman.
So you're not at the point yet where she's playing by herself. So
no.
Do you ever just leave her in her bedroom?
No, she doesn't go in her bedroom. She's scared of her bedroom. She's also scared of our bedroom, and she's scared of the bathroom, and she's scared of any room that she has to go into alone.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't know. So if I like open up her windows and it's like really bright, like really, really bright in her room, she'll go in there and like get a toy and then immediately come back into the living room. But she won't just go in there and play.
Oh, well, wait for it.
She needs somebody.
She eventually does. Like, have you ever, like, you know, they disappear and now you're waiting because they're being too quiet. You haven't had that yet?
No, yeah, definitely. If I'm doing something on my computer, like in my bedroom, and she disappears into the living room or into the fucking unknown, yeah, I wonder what she's doing. That's usually whenever we come back with poopy hands. And I'm like, God damn it. Quit touching your shit.
Literally.
Yeah. Things you thought you would never say.
Oh, we could write a book of that.
Yes, we could.
Anyway, where I was going with that is I know that now that mine is playing more by herself, I'll be sitting in the living room and she'll go into her bedroom. And then I realize like 10, 15 minutes have passed. And so I go and I like peek around the corner because I'm literally just sitting out there waiting to hear something crash and burn and crying to happen. But I feel like that's the same when they disappear into other rooms in general.
Yeah, 100%, but probably not as bad. I feel like with the playtime in the bedroom, it's a lot longer of a time frame. Usually, if Lily has gone off somewhere, it's not for very long. And like, if I call for her and she doesn't respond, then I'm like, bitch, we both know you touching that duty. We know you doing something wrong.
Yeah, I'll call her and she'll respond and stuff, especially when she's just playing. But that's probably how I noticed that she's been playing by herself more, because I'm like, where'd she go? Oh, she's literally just sitting in her bedroom, like playing with her toys. But
yeah, I'm not used to that. I kind of look forward to it. But at the same time, I feel like I said, like I'll look back on it and like, I'll definitely have the mom guilt and the regret and be like, I didn't fucking play with her more. And like, now she wants to play by herself. She doesn't want to play with me. And then I'll listen to this episode and be like, I just literally was talking about how I fucking hated play. You bipolar psycho bitch.
I think we'll always have the mom guilt over everything. But
yeah, no, 100%.
As long as once in a while you make time for it, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
I try once a month. I'm just kidding.
Same.
Once a month sounds good.
Just like a period.
Does that mean we have to do it for a full week?
No. Fuck it. Book it. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening to the Good Mom Podcast this week. So stay tuned for next week's episode, where we are releasing another interview. We are interviewing a first-time pregnant mama and they have found out that they are having twins.
I can't wait.
Not just any twins, a boy and a girl. Like, what a dream. So stay tuned for that episode. We're crazy excited to release it.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to her and pick her brain about that because, well, we're only complaining about one.
I know. What the fuck do you do with two?
Guess we're going to find out.
Especially as like a first time mom.
Yeah, definitely. Also, if you guys want to head over to our Instagram page, The Good Mom Podcast, give us a follow. We post episode reminders, and coming up in the next few weeks, we'll be releasing a giveaway. So keep an eye.
We also try to post funny shit.
But we're not funny.
We are not funny.
We think we're funny.
We try really hard, okay? Often.
If you have any suggestions, go ahead. Suggestions.
If you have any suggestions.
If you have any suggestions, go ahead and send us a message and we'll take care of that.
If you give me pointers on how to be funny, I'll tell you to go fuck yourself. Don't message me. Don't at me.
I'll go ahead and read those before she does. Anyway, we hope you have a great week and can't wait to talk to you again next week.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Good Mom Podcast. Don't forget to hit the follow button on Spotify or iTunes or whatever listening platform you are using. That way you don't miss a single episode released every Monday.